is Southside.
And as we said recently, featuring Scarborough in full, clearly there were one or two magical areas of Scarborough that we weren't able to touch base with, and Mother Hubbard's springs to mind immediately, not only because it serves absolutely exquisite food and wonderful traditional English seaside fare, but it's also award-winning, and accordingly we're delighted to be able to welcome the director of Mother Hubbard on board, the legendary Rebecca. And are you indeed there, Rebecca?
I am here.
Wonderful. Delighted to actually touch base with your good self. So, Rebecca, when we spoke in a sort of pre-interview chat this morning, I wasn't sure when we were saying, who do I refer to? Do I call for Mother Hubbard? Do I call for this? Talk to us about Mother Hubbard's fantastic award-winning fish and chips.
What would you like to know about?
Anything you'd like to share with us, effectively. How did you get involved in the company in the first place?
Yeah, exactly. The business started about 15 years ago by my mother and father, and we're upstairs, so it's quite unassuming really, and you get up and we can seat 150 up here, and it gets very busy.
So I've noticed. I mean, when we actually called a couple of times last week, I think you were sort of swamped with a whole variety of other bits and pieces that's actually there. Now, clearly, we talked about award winning. How many awards have you actually won over the years?
We haven't actually won any award recently, purely because I think they're more interested in the takeaway businesses.
That's outrageous.
We don't get entered for the local
ones
anymore.
Okay, well, obviously you have to give them a chance to win, Rebecca. That's the key thing. You know, they clearly have to have some sort of opportunity.
We've won five previously. Things that make us stand out, probably just the quality of the fish and the freshness of the food, and, you know, making everything
There is a statement that if you are actually beside the seaside, beside the sea, that's the ideal place to actually consume fish and chips. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do agree.
So in terms of the actual perfect fish and chip and the perfect chip that you're actually looking for, are there any sort of suggestions that you actually make, or do you think, no, it's a trade secret of Mother Hubbard's, we can't move it any further?
No, we generally think that the Maris Piper potatoes probably the best to use. Obviously, they changed, so we're using new potatoes at the minute.
And do you actually sort of try to, source your material locally and actually use local farm suppliers and so on, or is it a case of, no, we ship them in from overseas?
No, nothing comes from overseas. The fish is actually Icelandic, so we don't buy our fish local, purely, again, just because the consistency and the quality is far better.
So in terms of the whole dining experience, because, you know, clearly you've talked about the takeaways and so on.
Yes, we do some takeaways.
Well, what can somebody expect, though, if they actually want to say, right, I want to actually book my place in Mother Hubbard's fish and chips shop in Scarborough?
If they want to
actually sort of experience the whole thing, what's the whole dining experience like?
It's quite bustling. It's a happy place. It's quite, if you can imagine, just quite happening, really. I mean, it's always very busy.
As I said, I think it's a great shame we weren't able to actually squeeze it in last Tuesday. But anyway, we have a young lady in the studio who, I don't know, Stephanie, are you a fish and chips connoisseur?
Well, I'm a vegetarian, actually, but I do enjoy getting the chips with a lot of vinegar.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, salt and vinegar.
Yeah, a big fan. So what would you say is your best award? Which one are you most proud of?
I was just explaining, we don't actually enter ourselves anymore for the awards because they're more focused on the takeaway businesses.
Mm.
So, but we're just renowned for who we are, I think.
Popular.
I mean, why the name? I've got to ask, because obviously you think of Mother Hubbard and she went to the cupboard and the cupboard was bare. And surely that's not the case at Mother Hubbard's fish and chip shop at all.
Oh, no, not in here. We probably, on a good day, average probably about, we serve 800 meals.
Yeah, so you couldn't do that with a bare cupboard, let's be honest. So, in the old original nursery rhyme, didn't Mother Hubbard live in a boot? Was there another? I'm just intrigued by the sort of Mother Hubbard connection, really, how the name came about.
The name? How did the name come about? I think, in the family history, my grandparents were involved in a fish and chip restaurant in Bradford, which was called Mother Hubbard's as well. And it sort of came from there.
Ah, so it's a case of as you've moved from West Yorkshire to East Yorkshire, you've carried the name with it. Ah, excellent. And have there been any times, Rebecca, when you've thought, I don't know whether I actually want to go into the family business, I want to do something else and set up a completely different restaurant system?
Yes, I have, because we're quite, interested in the general culinary world anyway. Mm. I've been on all sorts of cookery courses, and I've been to university, and I've been and done all that. But I think it's nice to be able to help in the family business.
Absolutely, indeed so. And I think you've already demonstrated today that it's well worth checking out. Now, how can people find you? Well, whereabouts in Scarborough can the Mother Hubbard store be found? And do you have such things as a website as well?
We do, but unfortunately, it is quite outdated, our website. So I'm going to get on the case.
Okay.
And get it updated and sorted. But it gives you a general idea. There's a few photos on there, and there is a menu, but the prices probably won't be
contemporary.
Prices to date. But we have some specials on, which the general rule, most people go for the either lunchtime special or tea time special. Lunchtime special, $6.75, and that's medium haddock and chips, tea, bread and butter. And the tea time is the same, but just a smaller fish.
Mm. And we've often spoken with our resident chef here, Aaron Craig, because he worked with Heston Blumenthal, amongst other things, about people wanting to change to different fish. And we hear about, obviously, haddock and cod might need to be replaced by various other routines. Is there any likelihood that you're going to be changing to different styles of fish and so on, and going for a different fish for those particular areas?
I think haddock probably our best seller. So you can never guarantee though how sustainable anything is, can you? But we're happy with the haddock and the cod. I mean, we do sell lemon sole, but I think most people want the haddock or the cod.
And obviously, if you've got the vegetarians like Stephanie, then it's just the chips alone, so it's fine.
No, we can do omelettes. We can do. There's a few other things on there for vegetarians. There's a few salads, very nice salads.
And do you have that fish and chip favourite or chip shop favourite, the mushy pea?
Oh, yes. We have to soak the peas overnight and I'll do all that.
So there we are. I can see it's just a whole routine. And is it a 7-day a week post that you're actually in, or do you have a day of rest on Sundays?
Yes, we're closed Sundays. We're open from 10:45. Well, we say 11:30, but I open the doors at 10:45 and we serve till 6:30 in the evening, all day.
Well, there we are. It's just all systems go, and we know that there are already people clamouring at the door, even as we speak now, as we put this pre-record together. So, Rebecca, it's been wonderful having some time to share with you about the back history of Mother Hubbard and how it exists and so on and so forth. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us here at Southside Broadcasting?
Okay.
It's been okay. Well, can we look forward to connecting with you again in the near future?
Yes, you can.
Rebecca Hand, Director of Mother Hubbard. We salute you. Many thanks.